I want to ask Anthony Rizzo. He joins us now. Brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers and Valparaiso University. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Riz, good morning. We'll get to your game-winning walk-off in a second.
Yes.
Do you feel like, because there's all this consternation over what Tony La Russa said, I didn't know the rule yesterday, do you feel like you as a baseball player know the rule book, so if something took place, you'd say, yeah, I knew that rule?
Yeah, for the most part. Usually, I'll be honest, once a year there's something that happens that you're like, oh, I didn't know that. And really, last night, in our game, a pinch hitter made the last out in extras, and the eight-hole hitter was the first guy to be on second base for the team the next inning, which the umpires huddled up, and I didn't know that was the rule on that. So I guess that's technically one of the ones that I just learned this year that.
But at least
the same thing. But what was the rule? I didn't see the La Russa thing. What was the rule that he didn't know?
So he did not know because he put his closer on base in extra innings.
Liam Hendricks,
because he did not know that he could have, because he's a pitcher, could have put Jose Abreu back out, who had made the out before that, and he had Hendricks out there. He had get him over to third, and now he has a guy try to steal, gets thrown out. And he said, yeah, I would never have let our closer run from third, and I did not know the rule that I had to use. I could have used Abreu, and he's getting destroyed nationally for it.
So, basically the same thing last night, because, I mean, the umpires even gathered last night because Gavin Lux ended up running, and it was supposed to A.J. Pollock pinch hit. So, yeah, similar thing. I didn't know that either, so. But I just usually just go to my line. I just play first base and try to stay in my lane.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're not the manager. I mean, you want to be able to know as many rules as possible, but the manager and the staff are supposed to know. They have the book. They got everything they need to know. I want to know about your game-winning home run yesterday and talk about the Dodgers series. What were you looking for at that pitch?
I faced Clevinger the night before. He threw me two fastballs, and he started me off with a fastball away and then a slider. So I fouled off one of his best sliders. So I kind of had a lane of, you know, where to start the slider and whatnot, and threw me a fastball away, and I just two strikes. And I was really just in battle mode there with two strikes. And fortunately, when I hit it, no one was standing. At the shortstop, usually the times I hit the ground ball that way, there's someone standing there, but last night it worked out.
So I watched the game last night, and I watch you get that hit, and normally they're tearing your jersey, and you're getting punched in the rib cage and the whole deal.
Right.
You sprinted right for the stairs because Javi was hot on your trail. Take us inside that moment. What was going through your mind?
I've been messing around thinking that I'm fast and telling guys I'm fast. They couldn't catch me. I was too fast. I think I made a pretty good juke move too, in there. So, but yeah, maybe I could, run some routes for Justin Fields here in the near future.
That'd be great.
How cool is that moment?
Yeah, it felt good, especially the night before winning, and then, you know, that the weird double play last night that could have really cost us a game. Mm-hmm. Coming back there, Duffy with two outs getting that knock. It was a nice win. Nice win with the Dodgers. Obviously, they're scuffling, but you got to take advantage of that, and we did.
So what does that feel like for the ball club, though, Anthony? Like, going in, you know, it's the champions, it's the Dodgers, and then being able to knock out, first of all, Kershaw. Cap and I were talking about Kershaw. I expected him to come back out in the second inning. He did not. You guys knocked him out in the first. Same thing with Bauer. What does that feel like to be able to beat the Dodgers? How much momentum do you feel like you have after that series?
Well, I think in baseball, momentum is, you know, you can gain it in an instant, you can lose it in an instant, right? So I said last night in our interview, we're just on a straight roller coaster right now. We're going straight up and we're going straight down, it feels like. And that's okay. I mean, this part of the season where you're on the roller coaster and you're riding it high and riding it low. I mean, we come off a terrible road trip and we sweep the Braves, or I'm sorry, we sweep the Dodgers. So just got to level out. But I think the biggest thing for us is offensively starting off so terribly now over these past couple weeks or so. It's just getting more of that confidence every single night that, okay, all right, sorry, we get, believe it, we'll get it right back. And, you know, that hit by Duffy last night was just more confidence instilled in our offense as a unit. Like, it's all right, we're never out of it, it's not over, let's just keep going.
Yeah, it's a good point, Anthony, because the other night, it looks like you're going to get a doubleheader sweep, and boom, they get a run, and then Justin Turner golfs one out. I'm like, oh, boy, just gave this thing away. And, you know, Kimbrel's been nothing but awesome since last September,
yeah.
And he gives up the home run, and I'm thinking, what a night for this. And then Javi responds, or you get 16 runs one day, or you get a big night there. Or the offense, you lost the game on Sunday against the Reds, but you scored 12 runs. It feels better. It's got to feel better in the room, right?
Yeah, it does. And you know, the numbers are saying it as well, as far as, you know, for 2-3 weeks, our offense has been at the top. And like I said, it's when you start off so bad, you're always going to have, oh, man, damn it, you know, that little man creeping in. But as we continue to play and get through the season and level out, just every little thing, like you just said, Cap, you know, we took 12 runs with the Reds, back and forth, good game, we lost, obviously, but Bodie, Javi, Duffy, me, it's just getting those knocks just instills confidence as a unit. And, you know, individual confidence is very important, but when you get the whole unit feeling a certain way, that's when really good things happen.
Riz, jump in our conversation. I want to talk to Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs, just Anthony Rizzo, the baseball fan. So Cap and I were talking about the piece written by Jason Stark about the numbers that we see in the month of April in baseball. So just for baseball across the board, on-base percentage is the lowest it's been since 1968 at .309. The slugging's at .389, lowest since 2014. Teams are averaging 7 hits a game, and baseball overall in April hitting .232. Now, when Cap and I were talking about it, some of this could be weather, some of it could be the lineups being in and out because of COVID or whatever. What do you attribute that to? Because from my seat, I'm like, okay, home runs are cool, but there's got to be in between. I want to see more singles and doubles, and I want to see the line moving more often than not. So what do you look at with baseball when you hear those numbers in the month of April? What does that mean to you?
I think a number of things. I think with this shift, guys are in such good position now that I can literally probably pick someone off the street as long as they can catch a ball and put them somewhere on the field with any hitter because there's just so much data on it. And that's really tough. You know, you hit a ball, a line drive up the middle, and there's a guy standing there. You know, usually for a very long time in this game, that's a base hit, right? And same with righties and lefties hitting the balls in the shift, hard line drives that are just right at guys. That's one thing. And then this is going to get pretty nerdy for me, but these pitcher spin rates are at an all-time high for some reason, somehow. And I know they're doing testing with MLB, but hopefully that testing gets a little expedited quicker because, I mean, every single pitcher is going to this – to this rub or something that's just elevating their spin rate that it's insane how high these numbers are getting.
Cap, do you think that baseball relievers are the best that we've seen? Like, I'm seeing just Indians or whatever game I'm watching, middle relievers are throwing at 90, 93, 95. And just like are over the plate, and like middle relievers weren't doing that before. Quote unquote, those are supposed to be the worst players on your team.
Right.
Right. But not really. And they're bigger now than ever before. Is that, do you see that on your team or is just mine?
Yeah. Do you see that from your perspective? Like normally, like the movie Moneyball, he goes, we're going to get through that starter and get into the soft part of their bullpen. Soft part of their bullpen. There's like 7 guys that throw 98.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The soft part of the bullpen now is pretty much experiments, guys up there that are trying to develop, and just throw them in there, let them take their licks. You know, and that's what you have to do at times, is just take your licks in the big leagues and learn. But, yeah, there's it used to be grind out the starter. Now it's almost you want to face the starter two or three times just because you have more of a feel for what he has. And guys are throwing a lot harder now, and I think as hitters we'll counter it again and just start getting on top of baseballs more. But it is what it is. You just got to keep going.
If you heard MLB announce, okay, we've done 8 weeks of data, 10 weeks, 12, whatever it is, and guess what? We figured something out here. The spin rates are abnormal, and we believe pitchers are using whatever it is to increase grip or to make it a little stickier, to be able to snap the ball a little faster. Would you go, I knew it! There's no way all these guys could be spinning it like that. Would it stun you?
It wouldn't at all. I mean, just the spin stuff is it's just pretty crazy when you really get into it in depth on how much of a difference it makes as far as the fastballs and even the sliders. And I mean, not to discredit any, these guys are, they work so hard, and all these different programs and throwing programs and technology. And you can credit Trevor Bauer for kind of being one of the pioneers in this. Everyone thought he was crazy for, you know, the drive line stuff and his long toss program when he first came in. But you see a lot of these guys now using the weighted balls and just increasing their velocity. You know, sticky stuff or not, guys are still throwing 100 miles an hour. And it's, you know, it's credit to all these pitchers and taking advantage of the technology and continuing to push the human body.
Hey, before we let you go, any big plans for the off day? Emily got you on a honey-do list. What are you doing?
No, nothing. We were just going to relax and really just kind of enjoy. You know, yesterday I had the day off. Obviously came in late, but the 2 days off, it'd be pretty nice for the body for a nice reset here for the next really tight till the All-Star break.
All right, enjoy some good food and have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
You're the man. There he is, Anthony Rizzo, brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota and Valparaiso University. Be right back.